Ricky's mom never ignored either one of us, even though I wasn't her blood relative. To me, she acted the way I thought a real mom should be. But what did I know? After listening to their incessant bickering for far too long, I decided to head next door, but was stopped when my mom barreled through the front door, suitcases in hand and the screen door slamming shut behind her.
"Where are we going?"
I stood, ready to follow her down the steps.
"Joey, you know your mama loves you, right?"
She stopped, patting me on the top of my head. I nodded, but wasn't sure I really did know that.
"Are we going to the store?"
I headed toward the car.
"Joey, stop. I need to talk to you."
Something in her voice told me I wasn't going to like what she had to say.
"I don't belong here. I've tried my best. Tried to make it work, but your daddy and me are not good for each other. I gotta go,"
she said, walking around to the back of the car.
"Mommy, wait for me,"
I yelled, trailing behind her.
"No, Joey, you can't go with me. Stay here with your daddy. You two take care of each other."
After putting her suitcases in the trunk, she leaned over, kissing my forehead.
"You'll be all right, Joey."
The creaking of the car door as she pulled it closed behind her was a sound that would forever be embedded in my memory. I stood in the driveway, crying, as I watched my mother drive away without me. I thought she'd come back, but she never did.
"Joey?"
my dad called out from inside the house. Hurriedly, I wiped away my tears with the top of my shirt before heading in.
"Coming, Dad?"
"Have a seat, son." He gestured to my usual chair at the kitchen table.
"We need to talk."
Dad took the seat beside me.
"Your mom's gone, so it's just going to be you and me, kiddo."
He reached over, ruffling my hair. Sniffling, I asked,
"When's she coming home?"
The mournful look in his eyes told me all I needed to know before his words filled the silence surrounding us.
"She isn't coming back, Joey."